Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Just me. Hello, everybody, and this is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwagi@spcglobal.net. On the last caller, just very quickly, because we have a caller on the line here that we want to get to, but Kevin from New Hampshire, what is... So that we're got the eye on the ball. The United Nations wishes to do the geoengineering under the what's called the Rabaul Protocol to, you know, change the Earth from climate change stories and block the sun or change the clouds or change the water evaporation. And part of the ingredient is to use diamond dust. Of course, the diamonds can be cultured in the petri dish and come in through to be used that way, not in a bigger supply, but to be more effect. So I've put forth that you're going to change people's lungs, and I'm thinking they want me to breathe diamond dust as a part of the experiment to see if what I've invented, and it's not even, and it's on special. In the patent, which is totally legitimate, and they want me to do an experiment. Now, the thing is, because I've succeeded in something, to have memory within the cell, and so they want me to breathe on a geoengineering system, diamond dust that they're already spraying with boron and aluminum borate, over several states. I'm not going to name the states because they don't have any product to sell anyway. You know. I mean, if you're a real estate agent, how in the hell are you going to sell property if you don't have water? You tell me, are you going to make the synthetic water and be damaged by the vagus of the air of expiration, saying that humans contaminate the earth because they have too much CO2 that we're expiring, forgetting that you only get to be able to use the lung if you use the oxygen. So the John Holdens of the world say, oh, this is great. You know, Dr. Parker has reminded us that air is really water. It's a moisturized molecule. Great. We're going to have diamond dust in the air so that people will be able to have, the climate change will be controlled. But you'll be able to breathe this in order to think, don't you worry, a few casualties. You know what the casualty number is? You talk to a government official and they'll tell you losing $500,000. And not $1 million, but half a million people at one spray is a write-off. That's the real world. That's what they really think. The new Congress. I don't give a damn about the old Congress. The old Congress has been ripping us off, stealing money from Fannie Mae to support the Obamacare, there's so many crimes you can't even count them now. And they want us to breathe diamond dust. You can go to hell. I love my country as a veteran, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to research it. I'm not going to contribute to it. You don't have climate change, you lousy people. You know, this is why I want a grand jury of science and technology. So it's possible you have a criminal and a civil grand jury in this country. You can talk about our... You don't hear people talking about the Constitution anymore, do you? No. Well, of course, Texas might be the smartest state in the whole damn union, saying they joined the Convention of States of Article 5 by saying there are 11... There's actually 11 of 34 states that have said, well, you know, we're going to join the convention by Article 5 by the Texas Senate. Hell. If it wasn't so goddamn human... Excuse me, I'm not supposed to say that. But if it was so human, humid, in the terms of the fact of the water distribution in Texas, it's the only place you can do a line dance and have a steak and a shot of whiskey. You can't even do that in Colorado anymore. Because everybody's so, you know, brain dead in terms of the drugs they're taking. And who, and what's in the distribution of the drugs? Boys and girls? Diamond dust. You grow your own decision, what I'm telling you. I'm not even supposed to tell you that. And I've done it for 3 Parker Pathway shows in a row. Wise up. Wise up. We have Jeff from Idaho who's been holding on. God bless him. If he's still there. You still there, Jeff?
Hey, Dr. Parker, yeah. Hey, yeah, you got a lot of counterpoints going on with all your conversations. You know, the diamond dust is basically the GNA coupling to... The Morgellons for the hexagonal antenna for the 5.6 gigahertz to 11.1 gigahertz frequency control that's you know documented on the documented takeover of the death panel. The phase conjugate issues you talked about with the stem cells with stuff with my mom. If you rotate a World Trade Organization alphabetically 90 degrees counterclockwise, that's the resonator that you're getting with EM01 star. Those 10,000, those bonds that you were talking about on the judge earlier, those bonds, they're not in place for those 10,000 judges across America, but there is one out of the 10,000 that's legally operating in his office. So February 1st, 1 minute before midnight clock, and the May 1st Beltane clock came into sync this week. The 5 a.m. email this morning is a song of the spine. There's 46 resonant points. 64, 128, and 45 should be the modeling points. The verse or two, 1567 units.
I haven't seen
units.
It yet, but I can tell, I know what you're talking about.
Right. The verse or two, version two, 1.567 unit with the flux capacitor will get an auto cycle where needed. The drive from the Pentagon onto the Beltway is included from the last email this morning with the operating instructions. There are Numerica versers. From Remembering the Future, song number one from 2010. The Randall Mills Part 3 has K-Capture for the Free Energy Surprise sent this week, and the spin flip from the HRM of Sarge. With no additional feedback, the notch frequency of 307.2 is for Mr. Roboto. The marked-up schematic has was to make 12 channels with the master oscillator. The sync pulse has to sweep 200 kilohertz in 4 milliseconds if you want to try without the Gary Wade issues. With all the legal issues this week, look at the second attachment about the Title 18. It's $9 million per pop for these illegalities they're talking about, the treason. Do the private contractors from 1976 think that they are going to escape all these items of treason? The problem is beyond RICO. We have the largest Dan Brown novel they are trying to clear and kill people with a nuclear war, and the people like the Skull and Bones commercial war makers, like the $1 billion Treasury Secretary with those 1909 violations. Remember, in a mafia gangster government from Boardwalk Empire, we have ignorance of Philip Drew's administrator, Colonel Mandel House, is no excuse. Civil war in America they're planning for the past 110 years is not going to work out. So get a chance when you look the graph on the graph from this morning has essentially the versus for what I was sending you. Hey, what do you like best from the '60s, the Time Tunnel or the Star Trek Transporter?
Star Trek Transporter.
Okay, all right. So so when you're looking at the transporter, essentially, you know, the 128 is the oscillations that you see, and the reason why the 3 minute, 7 minute, three time sequence works is that produces Nobel Prize winning chemicals from the transporter.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So if you get a chance to look, if you can actually model this for me, I'd really appreciate it. You've got 3 to 4, you've got 2 to 3, you've got 1 to 1, you've got 2 to 1, you got 134 in two places, you got a 90 and 180 in a place, and there's 46 resonance points. Okay.
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
So they tie in with the 1 2-minute resonator from before, but it's only especially for your spine stuff.
Okay, that's important.
Right. Right. So you know, Anna's basically done all this work, and these guys, you know, are basically trying to basically do all they can to basically upset the Silk Road, you know, and I mean General Nichols, when he was testifying before the Senate, he said the Chabar port rail link will allow faster and less expensive shipping route versus the Pakistan route we're now using.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds really bad for an American empire in decline.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
All right. So anyway, that was the couple things. The IMF is basically you know, giving kudos to Iran's their economic buildup, you know, because you know, South Korea, you know, Japan, China, India are the big oil buyers for Iran, and there's only three central banks not run by the Rothschilds right now. And Wilbur Ross is not helping us from that standpoint. You know, you got Cuba, you got Iran, you got North Korea, okay, and you've got essentially what's left of Syria that they're still trying to decimate. Now, I'm just telling you that things are going to go bad real quick when you find out what's going on with this the Israeli bombings that are going on, Dr. Parker. You know, anyone with real estate holdings in Israel should not be making policy for the United States.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, because when the banks have already started to close, and in this country,
right.
And so we got to. There's another problem too. Is that after the algorithms make their decision on investments, which is what they do every second of the day and night right now.
Right.
That's the way that is. But the thing is that, hard to say this, but humans will no longer be a unit. So, in other words, it'll be a form of substitute Bitcoin on the break chain. And when that happens, which is really what the French vote is really all about, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, the thing I was trying to put forward last week was to try and expose what Obama had been doing so that, that he wouldn't swing the French vote. And I think, you know, with not doing that, that may have kind of just, that may have taken the Pence chances away if she doesn't have a big turnout.
Yeah, the thing is that Obama is influencing the gentleman in France. They have posters all over in France. I understand my French friends tell me that. And about, it's the same technique that Obama used with his picture and everything, but this happened about 6 years ago, I think, where Obama had a poster to report people that were against him into the think call. In other words, that was beginning when Obama formed the behavioral science part in the government to change people's behavior after Sustin's book, Nudge. And it was to report, the poster said, report anyone to the think Obama call, and they had the phone number, and it was posted on posters. And I understand that people were kicking themselves because they didn't have their camera to take a picture of that. And the media never reported it. And he's using the same technique. I saw it was right on television, actually.
Yeah, the technique that will defeat him is the truth, Dr. Parker.
I know it. I know it.
Right.
I know it. Well, listen, thank you,
hey,
Jeff.
Last thing, I got a thought experiment for you, okay? If you take 30 million sequences that are not in amino acids and you put them on the beltway, right? Think about how long that's going to take on the song one from Fleetwood Mac from 2010 to get those images.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Put your light up, think about that.
Yeah, well, the DNA of the Smithsonian Institute, all the information, I tried to get it in the last hour, is already on a drop of water.
Right, but here's the thing. 30 million and CH3 versus Rhodanese. That's the left-hand and right-hand ramp on
I know.
From the Pentagon onto the Beltway.
Yeah, that'd be, and I think that would be in a lethal position.
I'm from America. I always drive on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
I'm never a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Parker. Yeah, good luck with all that.
Thank you, and let's keep it up because we're making progress.
All right, hopefully so. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. And the thing is that the one thing that that Jeff is doing is genius from a standpoint of being able to take what the Buddhists used to take, which was cause and effect through sound. It was the whole process of development. You take the music and develop the codes and present it through in terms of what's on that brass plate that's out there in the cosmos. It's now traveled beyond our Milky Way, and that's the image of the human, and Carl Sagan had it together when he put that together. Putting the code of the DNA within the formation of the vibrations of the music. Your magnetic field in your body has that rhythm. Everything that's electronic in your body is based on a magnetic field. Each organ has its own magnetic sound. I've had my electromyography done in terms of measuring sin cells, and now have a sound that can be heard and recorded 1.1 miles away from my body. Yeah. And the average person, that's because I've figured out with the other researchers in attending how to program the stem cell, which is his own mind for healing. And I'm not going to breathe any diamond dust to interfere with that. Average person, without any input from spirituality, can have a sound recorded on electromyography, a muscle magnetism sound, which is in a rhythmic song, for about 4 feet. So in other words, when you're talking with someone, or you're touching something, you are transmitting real-world magnetic sound through cause and effect into every object you touch, and its memory is there. That's the real world. When we get back from the break, I'll explain to you the stem cell repair system, which will be part of the new experiment on humans to begin this week, based upon our work at Parker Pedals and teams. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with us. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and before we get into our stem cell model, we have a caller, Myron, from Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling, Myron.
Well, good afternoon, sir. I have about four questions. Let me just fire them all off. One, I distill all the water I drink. Is there a problem with that? Two, I have like a cylinder device, like a funnel that I pour water in. It sort of speaks structures of the water. Is there anything to that? Three, is there a resonant frequency for water? And four, can that be used to aid in cracking water in hydrolysis electrically? I can't think of the word, to crack water and hydrogen and oxygen. Sir, I give you these questions. I give you the floor.
What was the first part of what you said about the water?
I distill all my water, drink. Is
you
there a problem
what?
With that?
You
distill
do
it? Distill?
Oh, distill it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the hydraulic fracking, we'll get to the last part of that. The idea is you have to change, when the water's changed in the fracking, of course that's dangerous as reusable water because you have different cations that are altered. That's an enormous amount of chemistry. In fact, I was going to talk about that on the third hour. The idea of distilling the water, of course, takes out the electrons for the electrolytes. Very bad for your pancreas. And the real trick here is that if you boil the water, you don't get the chlorine out, which is at the other end, which is the disinfectant that's causing the pituitary and the anterior pituitary to secrete different endocrine disruptors that are very disruptive to the adrenal cortex. And also, everybody's pushing iodine right now, which presents a real problem in terms of the water itself for the iodine chloramine, which is being used in terms of using a different salt, which is used in the reusable water, which gets into the aquifer. So, and particularly in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a state which is a laboratory for groundwater and artesian water contamination, which is being used as a model for trying to figure out either the people in the government that want to decrease the population use Pennsylvania water for that, and the people who are trying to improve reusable water, which you can't really reuse from hydraulic fracking. You can't do that. I mean, in other words, then the animals die, everything. I have in my prayer wheel over 900 people that have been, they've lost their children, they've lost their cattle, they've lost their farms, and out of the 900 people, I would say 400 of them are from Pennsylvania. Another 5% going the other way are from Oklahoma, which have earthquakes and contaminated water as the water changes this molecule. In other words, you can change the angle of the water molecule. So every time you change it, you are taking up, if the water molecule itself is no longer a molecule, but it duplicates. That's a whole piece of science in physics, in quantum physics. This is what's been shown. And so the best way to work with this, you can use, I think you mentioned cylinders. You're using cylinders that you're placing in to other water units, or are you using a cylinder itself?
I bought something. It's as you pour water into it, cylinder, and it runs it through and spins it around. It's supposed to restructure the water.
Oh, I understand. Yes, I understand. There's a part. There's a part and parcel of that kind of cylinder that does have a merit. Keep in mind that what you're trying to really get out of the water is the actual charcoal benzopyrene, which is a carcinogen, which is why use of the filters become a real problem, because they get slime. You have to clean them and that type of thing. You know what I'd like you to do, if you'd be kind enough to do it, is I'm going to give you my email, and I'm going to give you some help. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net. Would you do that, and I'll answer your question off air, because you're in Pennsylvania, and you need to live, and I'm going to try to help you. Would you do that? We're coming up to a break. We'll see you at the other end of the break, everyone. 313-9443.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And
I'm still here.
Wanted to mention that the stem cell repair system that is going to be used in the population for clinical trial. The first phase of it is going to be the one that you probably have heard a lot about, and it has to do with the extraction of fat cells. And then you treat the, this will be around the hip and the midsection, and then you treat with a growth factor, which is called PDGFAB, which is for the antibody. That culture will probably take about 2 weeks. And then these cells will have a change in them with AZA, which is combination with the growth factor, and they will be relaxed, but they'll be wired into what are called hardwiring relaxes. And the reason that this is important is because when those cells are injected into a plate to grow, they change into stem cells, which are of the IMS category. In other words, this intermediary stem cell. And they grow. And their signal is the first signal which is in the memory of that stem cell is to heal tissue. And then after the period of another week, then these cells are injected in between the vertebrae of a person that needs the vertebrae healed. Now, that will be the first massive clinical trial system. Now, I am going to take this a little further and tie this in with suggestions of brain-to-brain communication between humans. In other words, if a stem cell has memory, as the hypothesis of all this, what I'm postulating is that the brain, through the immunological channels, will be telepathically able, by that chemistry, to pick up the signal in the stem cell. It may be the other way around, but the way it stands now, the brain has a brain system which can now, from human brain to human brain, because remember I talked about how this is already being done in outer space with the female monkeys, where they communicate between two computers, take the one monkey takes the algorithms and transfers it to the next monkey. That's been changed now to humans to be able to do that already. And this will be, it's about, 10 years ahead of its time. This is one of the experiments that was never passed by the Pope. They have cardinals who are trained in science, and over the years, people never realized that their destiny was really in the hands of science based upon the concept of permission by the Pope to be able to do things. Then the next step will be using the CRISPR, in other words, the technique of using the cell system to clip out the gene that may be the cause, let's say, as a modified T cell for the treatment of cancer. As an example, it'll be the first cancer that will be used as the target area after this third phase will be the lymphoblastic leukemia, because it has a refractory route. Lymphoblastic leukemia, of course, with all the lymph glands in the body, no one knows how many lymph glands are in the body, but because there are too many lymph glands to count. But the process of that signal, if that carries through to the lymphatic leukemia in the massive clinical trial system, then that means that the stem cell memory can be altered in terms of using light and the other steps that are coming through in terms of real-world change by brain-to-brain communication. And one of the keys will be following the embryological tube formation of humans. Now, the stepping stone of the use of the water within that template is where we get into people who are the environmentalists or the greens, or the people who have actually done more harm on the earth, in my opinion, than anyone could ever believe. For instance, in the past Earth Day, there was a real focus on science, and I don't think many of these people have ever been on a farm or understand what they how food is grown. There, even though farmers' markets have been increased, and people are wanting to eat more organic, really not knowing if that is a workable item. But because there are certain things organic which are important for you, but they have to really be organic. So if you look at the data, and you see where this is going, is really a control over people by the environmentalists and the leftist communist people, and the Congress, who is real world. They don't hide it. They want no change in the health care package that was sent from the House. It was their own package. This is the interesting part. The Democrats kept the Republicans out when they put the Obamacare together. Nancy Pelosi said, you read it and, you'll know what's in it. But Nancy Pelosi, and the psychologists are saying that Donald Trump is a psychologically impaired person, because he didn't estimate the crowds correctly in Washington, D.C. during his inaugural speech, as a way for the psychologist to say that. And yet she talks about things like snakes coming out of Donald Trump's head and having tattoos that shine on the body. I don't know what the hell that means. But, that's only in the past 48 hours. So, yeah. So the data that you can use in your water cooler discussions, if anyone on the job, of course, right now, people in work can be fired for talking about Trump, President Trump, and I think that there should be some lawsuits on that, in my opinion. So let's say from 1995 to 2015, the levels of air pollutants that the EPA monitors saw a decline where they're below the national standards. Carbon monoxide levels decreased 72% over these last 3 years. Nitrogen dioxide fell 45%. Ozone fell 24%. And soot, which is this black, is 37%. And lead declined 93%. And of course, these people that have these, we haven't built new refineries in this country for many years. So when a refinery goes off in the terms and they have the fires and the big smokes, which happened in California, I believe, just in the past few days, they just pay, Al Gore's tax and the people divide the money, but the people never see the money. That goes into a committee, which is Al Gore-run, that type of thing. And that's the truth of it. Water quality has generally improved. They still have carcinogens in the water, but the severe polluted lakes have been taken care of a little bit better. And the water use has declined 30% since 1975, and that's data from the United States Geological Survey. Now, when going back to hour one, when I was talking about Dr. Emoto, which I interviewed partially in Japanese because he didn't speak English well and wasn't his major language, and the last experiment he had was running in about the past year and a half, where he gathered several hundred people to stand around a water lake system, and which was sewage. And this was in China, Shanghai, Xinjiang in Shanghai. And for 3 days, they thought and using Amato's, Professor Amato's position of thinking good thoughts on that sewage lake. And just like a good movie, after 3 days, there was some decrease of sewage. And in the lake, now the lake covered 1.5-mile circle. It had been contaminated for approximately 1,500 years. The reason no one changed it is the fact that the river flow was being used for the mining of uranium. So you had in the water, you had uranium particles, and as well, which we have in our water. We have most of the water on the Earth today is contaminated as in radiation form. So that was on the list of the things of the mindset that Emoto placed with these 300 and some people around this lake. So after the fourth day, there was no more sewage in the lake. And so the radiation remained. So Emoto went to another place away from the lake, and they brought some people in just for the radiation away from the lake and to send the thoughts. And the thoughts were a form of what are called alpha thoughts and gamma thoughts in the brain, which he had advanced this theory quite extensively. Long story short, no radiation at the end of a week. So after that, I'm not saying anything further except that Professor Emoto died in China, and that was a year and a half ago, and his family has given me all the data. But the I don't know what happened to him. No one mentions it. He had a funeral, went back to Japan, but that I don't know the connection points as to Professor Emoto's death after the experiment. And not am I implying any. But all I know is that I will spend many years to find out. The U.S. Geological Survey monitored that experiment. And and of course, Parker Pathways and the invitees for that interview will be part of the major presentation at a conference in Barcelona, Spain, next year, as they say, if God willing. So you have the global warming as a question. We're putting more CO, carbon dioxide in the air, according to the environmentalists and the Soros-backed leftist rioters and people who are rioting and hurting people in this country. Well, that is a piece of data that is not accurate. In 2015, the carbon dioxide emissions, according to the EPA and the geological age, were below where they stood in 1996. In other words, the carbon emissions had decreased below where they stood in 1996. And that's in fact that there were 52 million more people living in the United States, and this absurd, I talked to you about the United Nations position of Resolution 71-1, where they want to bring in, we have 350 million people in this country, they want to bring in 100 million, but it's not really the figure, much more than that. If you, you want to believe it, maybe not, but I've seen the figure, and I know what these bastards are doing. So what's going on here? They get in their committees, and they talk, and they do the thing, you know. They're talking to 500,000 people, boys and girls. Just think about it. I just want you to think about what the hell you're dealing with. Just because you want extra labor or you think this is a thing, they already, in some countries today, in the real world terms, they already call the United States their country, and they're not even here yet. So they know they're coming, and, I hope Congress has the guts to see how the resources are going to be allocated. And here's where you get the death penalty. Because what's going on, you see, is that by not refuting the death panel in the Obamacare or Trump care or whatever the hell you want to call it, you are actually setting out the metrics for the development of inspiration and aspiration of the body. This is why Uncle Sam is so interested in my work of figuring out how to change the lung system to what today is very close to the call of that we got with Kevin from New Hampshire, where you have which I'm going to call the cancer paradigm. Now, there are gains in the environmental regulation. See, if you change the regulations, this is what President Trump is trying to do, because the carbon dioxide reductions, for example, are largely resulted from fracking. And that lets the power plants to switch from coal to gas and then cut the emission. But the problem is that the water gets contaminated. A good example is in the state of Pennsylvania. As I said to the last caller, it was a very important call from Myron from Pennsylvania. See, what you got there is a whole way of looking at the reusable water and how it's going to affect the pancreas and the developmental system of the brain. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Mark, and to finish with a thought, about faulty science of global warming, you ask yourself, what is the reason that all of the paid thousands of rioters and antagonizers are paid for? Buses bring them around. You've got, as Hillary Clinton says, she belongs to, she's women for women, that's her theme, and of course it's for to resist. And of course we've heard this word resist for a long time, even after the election, of the reason why Hillary gives for her loss of being elected. But keep in mind, Hillary Clinton spent several years trying to get rid of the Electoral College. I just want to remind my listeners of that. That's documented. So the thing is that where I see this, and I'm suggesting to my listeners anyway, that the real interest of the environmentalists and the social communists that are in the Congress is to have greater control over everyone. It may seem obvious to you, but it's subtly, and maybe you don't see it obviously. But the point, fact is that if you have a comparison of the Dodd-Frank bill, which is a was placed in by the House Financial Services Committee, and during the time that Obama had the Affordable Care Act, it was supposed to be tied into that, you know. Instead, they had student loans tied into Obamacare, and then they had organ transplant tied into Obamacare, and then they had the death penalty into Obamacare. But the banks were supposed to be tied in with Dodd-Frank. And the way it stands now, the banks are more than $10 billion in assets. They face additional regulatory system, and so they were, how are they going to loan the money? See? In other words, Dodd-Frank is creating the cost of the terms of the people based upon their worth. I keep coming back to that. That's one of the metrics in the death penalty. So these small businesses are at a disadvantage, and so they, to larger competitors who want to borrow, which they can borrow. By the way, well, larger competitors can actually borrow on the global bond market, which doesn't have a higher rate going in with the other end, but the conclusion that the smaller bank will be riskier, will have a riskier loan. And also Dodd-Frank was really designed to harm competition, really. There's a paper you should read by Bowman Johnson and Shadara Bindal of the Mays School. It analyzes the data over the past 15 years concerning what I'm talking about. And the smaller banks, which are actually $10 billion in threshold, are more likely to enter into the purchase or the mergers because they can't keep up. And then, of course, Dodd-Frank is shifting all the money into other merchants on debits, and the Treasury Office of the Financial Research are picking up the transaction. So that means that even though we have money, we're going broke, and the bank is collecting the money. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And we'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways on one of the greatest single stations, RBN, that's on the street. We'll see you in a few moments, everyone. And I hope that you are having the time
of your life. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.